Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about the debate. The debate between Harris and Trump. It's crazy. It's crazy that there are people, half of this country, that think it's okay that this crazy word salad woman could be in contention for the highest office in the land, in the world for that matter. How does that happen? I go into some details about some things that were better when Trump was in office and are horrendous now with the Biden administration. I would just want everybody to remember, please remember, as you're casting your vote, what it was like during the Trump administration and what it's like now. It's orders of magnitude different because of short memories. We're letting them get away with this, and we can't. We can't. It's overstated often, but this is the most critical election of the entire human race. If the outcome is not positive for this country, and by that I mean electing Donald Trump president, we're going to have some big problems, huge, big problems. They can't wait for her to win so that the current people who are running this country can continue to run it. And they will instantly slam into their idea of what this country should be. And it's not good for you and for me. It's not good for anyone with the exception of a very, very few elites who think they're going to take over the world, and they're going to have just a few people that have everything anyone could imagine, power, strength, money, everything. They're going to have everything, and the rest of the whole world can go to hell. Bottom line on the debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump, which was seen by approximately 80 million people, including television viewers and streaming, was Harris, using well-rehearsed dialogue, didn't make clear her position on anything. She didn't have to. It was 3-1. The moderators had her back, and she could say anything without pushback. And, of course, they would fact-check President Trump time after time. 7 times, I think, was the total. After the debate, no one knows any more about her platform than before the debate, and that's because she doesn't have a platform. The whole purpose of having her run and win is that the people who are actually running this country now will be able to continue running the country. That is why this election is so critical. If the machine wins this one, there won't be any more elections in this country. After this election, they won't even bother with elections. They will just decree that they are the people in charge for eternity. I know that sounds crazy, and I hope we don't have to find out. One advantage I have of not commenting on things until Sunday is I have time to digest the topics and know what I'm saying is what I really think about it, and not just knee-jerk reaction. Kind of like the Sunday shows on the mainstream networks used to be. And I really miss those days too. I used to love watching those Sunday shows because they were really good. I do have gut reactions while I'm watching. You can ask my wife about the bellowing at the TV. And, of course, I have reactions shortly after, but I have a chance to give it careful thought before commenting. An example of that is the mainstream press proclaimed victory for Kamala. It was clear that she was well-coached and could regurgitate what she was told to say, and I kept asking myself, how is this crazy word salad laughing buffoon? How could she do that? I still don't have the answer. Well-rehearsed? Maybe. I was sent a photo that was circulating on social media. It was a picture of Kamala's head showing her earring, and the caption was, "The earrings were earbuds, and she could get cues from her handlers while debating." You know, I have no doubt that these earring/earbuds exist. I looked it up. And that our government would, of course, have the latest and greatest version of them. But now, I have to decide if I'm going to go down that rabbit hole. Could our government do something like that? Actually, nothing surprises me anymore coming from them. The claimed victory by the mainstream press was based on her polished performance, and yet when ABC and CNN and others did interviews after the debate, many echoed the same thing. that they knew no more after the debate than they did before, that she just deflected on all the softball questions. She didn't answer why she hasn't done any of the things that she's saying she'll fix if elected when she had 3.5 years to do it as vice president. So did she really win? President Trump clearly let a number of opportunities go by. I think he could have nailed her better and not at least appear to have gotten rattled. He should have just ignored the comments about her rallies. You know, the ones where she said they're leaving early and that kind of crap. Most of those interviews said that their lives were better when President Trump was in office than they are now at the end of the Biden administration. And to that, I would like to add, we weren't just a little bit better off. We were massively better off because a number of things that were great then that are in the toilet now, and I'm going to list a few here because we need to remember these things in detail because memories can be short, and when the mainstream press is gaslighting us daily, we have to fight back by remembering and speaking out in every way we can. First on the list, lower energy prices. Gas and oil prices were lower during the Trump era due to increased domestic energy production and fewer regulation. Also, don't forget that the Biden administration emptied out the strategic oil reserves to try to cover up their insane energy plan. Next, lower inflation. Inflation was extremely low during Trump's term. As we are reminded daily at the grocery store and at the gas pump, inflation is extremely high because of Biden-Harris policies. Next, lower interest rates. The Trump administration policies allowed the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low, making borrowing for businesses and consumers cheaper. Also, we have stronger border enforcement. Immigration policies under Trump, such as the Remain in Mexico policy and the construction of parts of the border wall, is order of magnitudes better than the current situation. The Biden-Harris administration let the historic number of illegals and unvetted immigrants into our country, and we have to remind ourselves daily that it's not just rhetoric, it's fact that the enemy is inside our country in large numbers. They stopped the construction of the border wall and sold off and let rot the unused material that was waiting to be used to continue building it. And now, somehow, crazy, Harris says she's for a wall. How's that? That's not a small modification in her belief. That's a 180. We also have fewer international conflicts. There were fewer U.S. military engagements and no new large-scale wars under Trump. He did manage to speak about this during the debate, but it was ignored by the other three on the stage. Next, we have tax cuts. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowered taxes for corporations and individuals, which led to economic growth and job creation. Harris wants to massively increase taxes. Her proposed tax on unrealized gains will get your attention real fast when you have to sell your retirement nest egg to pay for the tax on it. There goes your future. Next, we have unemployment levels. Before COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, unemployment rates reached historic lows, particularly by minorities. This is one reason why black people are, though unreported, flocking to President Trump. They remember. They are welcome with open arms, and not because they're a vote for the GOP, but because we truly want what is best for everyone. Next, we have stock market performance. The stock market saw significant gains during much of Trump's presidency, partly attributed to deregulation and corporate tax cuts. And speaking of deregulation, Trump focused on reducing regulations across industries, benefiting businesses, growth, and profitability. And while we're on this subject, regardless of what you may hear, when businesses, big and small, benefit, we all benefit. Now, in the Middle East peace deals, the Abrams Accords, brokered by the Trump administration, saw historic normalization of relations between Israel and several Arab countries. Again, the attacks on Israel would have never happened under the Trump administration. Criminal justice reform. The First Step Act passed under Trump reduced mandatory minimum sentences and improved prison rehabilitation programs. It'll take a lot more effort to get it right. It's a huge step in the right direction of taking care of this huge problem. On the other hand, Biden-Harris released prisoners. Harris allowed prisoners to have sex change operations paid for by taxpayers. And now I'm going to speak a little bit about tax dollars. You know the drill. They come and take your money from you at gunpoint to use on their crazy policies. That is why they defunded the police and increased the number of IRS agents by 85,000. 85,000 new IRS agents. They don't care if the bad guy burns down your cities. They just want to take your money at gunpoint. I kind of mixed two topics into one here on these two, but they're so huge that I will, again, have a separate podcast devoted to each coming up. I'm going to talk about China trade policies, Trump's tariffs on China address the trade imbalances protecting U.S. jobs and industries from unfair competition. We got to talk about COVID-19. Trump was way ahead of the curve on hydroxychloroquine. The mainstream press said it was bad. It's made from quinine, the stuff you can buy at the grocery store to make mixed drinks with. And, oh yeah, it's also used in the treatment of malaria since 1947. Again, this topic will be addressed further in future podcasts because, among other things, the timing of COVID was too perfect to be a coincidence. So the two things that have the greatest impact on the U.S. citizens, the economy and immigration, are just the tip of the iceberg. The list is long, and the ones that I just listed here, it's just a short list. There's so much more. We have to keep reminding ourselves of this. The machine wants perpetual power, and they will do anything and say anything to get it and keep it, including taking your money through taxes and inflation, taking your guns. Let us not forget why we have a Second Amendment and that Kamala Harris said she would enact a mandatory gun buyback. No matter how you try to spin it, that is gun confiscation at gunpoint. Bye-bye, Second Amendment. President Trump is who he is. The mainstream media will produce and have produced many examples that he has reversed himself or changed policy. In an ever-changing landscape, everyone has to amend their stance on some things, but his core beliefs are solid. He hasn't changed on the fact that he wants the best for this country. He wants the middle class to regain the promise of an American dream. He knows that what we have had here in this country for centuries, with all the problems and mishandled situations that we've gone through over the decades, we still have the best country the world's ever seen. He knows that we were going on a good trajectory for a long time, but incrementally, over the last few decades, the left is changing it. They want what all other nations in the past have gravitated towards, and that is some version of dictatorship. Their greed and lesser power has corrupted them into thinking that they can do the same thing here in the United States. They want to be the leaders of a world order where very few have everything and the rest of us have nothing. Think World Economic Forum. We have to stop them. We have to do the right thing and prevent the last bastion of hope for free people from crumbling and win this election, and then be prepared to keep going after 4 years. Donald Trump will appoint as many of the right people that he can, but it will be up to us to ensure we keep on the path of freedom. He will fight for our nation and everyone in it, not just the Republicans and not the Proud Boys. Every American and every human being benefit from freedom, and we have to preserve it here. Donald Trump has facts on his side. Kamala has what the machine has put together for her, and look at her record. That's all you got to do to see how she will govern. Her ideas of what this country should move toward are scary. And even though the machine will pull all of the levers, they didn't choose her because she's smart or articulate. They groomed her because she espouses many of the ideas that the machine wants to impose. The undecided voter is who they're trying to change. This debate didn't do that. We are stuck in a situation where many people don't know the truth. If they did, the poll numbers would be quite different. Because there is this giant misconception of the truth, those of us who know what is going on have to do everything we can to keep this injustice from happening. We have to talk to everyone we know and encourage them to vote. We have to volunteer at voting stations. We have to be aware of disinformation coming from all over the world. And be aware of AI-created content trying to sway our votes. It's getting harder and harder to have confidence in our elections and the processes involved. It's getting easier for bad actors to inflict untruths and influence the outcome. In this election, more than any other in history, we have to get up off our butts and ensure that we have a country, and a world for that matter, to live in and succeed in and enjoy and be proud of. I promise to do my part.